What are you doing July 19th?
Hey, Brenda. I'm going to the Cypher Famous B-Boy Championships. It's the first ever Canadian National Breakdance Tour coming to Vancouver in the UBC Sub Ballroom.
I heard that the prelims have been held across Canada and the national finals are coming to Vancouver.
That's right. The best B-boys and B-girls from across Canada and the Western United States are battling it out for $1,000 cash and prizes.
This will be the craziest dancing you've ever seen.
Advance tickets are on sale now for $15 at ticketweb.ca. Just search Cypher Famous.
Buy them in Vancouver at Adrenaline on Granville, Livestock on Abbott, Dipped on Hornby, or Beach Street on Hastings.
We hope to see you there. For more information, visit www.famouscircle.com.
The Advocacy Office provides confidential and free representation, guidance, and assistance to students engaged in conflict with UBC. We advocate for students in preparing and attending formal meetings, hearings, and appeals against the university. Specifically, our office helps students with matters of student discipline, such as cheating, collaboration, or plagiarism, assigned standing, admissions, and financial assistance. We can also assist you in appeals to decisions made by UBC Library, parking, or housing. You are not alone. We're here to help. For more information, call 822-9855 or visit the website at www.ams.ubc.ca/advocacy.
Doing July 19th.
Hey, Brenda. I'm going to the Cypher Famous B-Boy Championships. It's the first ever Canadian National Breakdance Tour coming to Vancouver in the UBC Sub Ballroom.
I heard that the prelims have been held across Canada and the national finals are coming to Vancouver.
That's right. The best B-boys and B-girls from across Canada and the Western United States are battling it out for $1,000 cash and prizes.
This will be the craziest dancing you've ever seen.
Advance tickets are on sale now for $15 at ticketweb.ca. Just search Cypher Famous.
Buy them in Vancouver at Adrenaline on Granville, Livestock on Abbott, Dipped on Hornby, or Beach Street on Hastings.
We hope to see you there. For more information, visit www.famouscircle.com.
I got a dog.
You're listening to Career Fast Track on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. It's good to have you, and it's good to have you back. It's 5:30. We're back with Career Fast Track, and I'm your host, Philip DeRoche. And, you know, you're listening to a very simple concept of a show, and the show is simply designed to ensure that you make lots of money doing work you love. But actually, there's new influences that are happening in the show, and they're very powerful, and you're going to start noticing them. And that is the influence of balance and get a life. And what I mean by that is that if you are strictly one-sided, if you are one-faceted, if you are focused only on your career, you are very boring. People don't want to be around you. So one of the best things I've ever learned to become more interesting as a human being is to get a life, which means go out and do the activities you've always wanted to do, because that's going to add a lot of value to your relationships at work. I was recently talking to an individual who really had nothing to say because they were so focused on their work. They were in a social environment. They had nothing to say. That's because you're so focused on your work. Family is another important thing. You have nothing in your life without family and without friends. And I just want you to picture this. You're driving home and you're in a beautiful car and you have a beautiful house on the water and everything is so beautiful. You just looked at your bank account and you've got everything in that bank account and you go to your house and the house is empty. No one's in it. And that is not my wish for you. My wish for you is to go back to your house and have a house filled with people, family, and friends, and laughter. And you might say, well, it's impossible to gain and get ahead in this business and in this life and make lots of money if you don't spend all of your time on it. Well, I think the cost is too great on the human being. I think it's way too great on the human being to focus your life just on your career. I think that's a wasted life. And I'm going to start influencing. That's going to be an influence in this show because I want a more balanced listenership. And a listenership that's committed to doing what they love, not only in their career, but in every aspect of their life. And your career must not take over your life. How's that for starting the show? Well, here's the deal. we've only on a very few occasions had a repeat guest, and we have one now. And the reason for that is because the guest was great, and I loved him. He's a clear communicator, and best of all, he offers programs that are free of charge or of no charge. I think we'll get the wording down. So we're back with Eric Kai. Nice to see you, Eric. Thanks for coming on.
Nice to see you too, Philip.
So Eric, here's the deal. Very simple. Oh, before I say that, he represents the government. So he's the government. He can give you anything you want. He's not going to like me saying that. But he just
gonna... No, I don't.
I know, I get you. But what we're going to be talking about are a lot of the services that the government can offer to you and that you may not be aware of. We're also, midway through the show, we're going to actually have a caller who actually went through one of his programs and had phenomenal success. I had a chance to talk to her, bright woman, young woman. We're going to hear from her soon. Before we do that, I want to mention a few things. Check out our previous shows at www.citr.ca for podcast shows. Check out our column every 24 hours. We have a column in 24 hours on Monday morning. Read it this morning. It was all about how to be a better receiver so that you make more money in your life. And if you haven't downloaded your free copy, go to www.onedaydreamjobchallenge. That's one is a number one.org. www.onedaydreamjobchallenge.org and get a free copy of the challenge, which is a one-day itinerary to help you find work you love in only one day. It's been tried and tested, and it can and will work for you. All you got to do is download the darn thing. So, Eric, you're back talking about free programs. Now, last week we talked about a lot of programs. Are there any programs that we didn't have a chance to touch on that you wanted to address right off on the top?
Yeah, and I think the lady who's going to be on the show this afternoon is a great example of someone who went through our casual labor program. The casual labor program is very popular from the Service Canada Centre for Youth. It is a program to help employers who need temporary employees, who need work around the house, in the yard, on the at the office, at the warehouse, employers who need workers for 5 days or less. And this is a great opportunity for employees. So our centers help youth between the ages of 15 and 30 to gain temporary work experience, find their first job, or earn some extra cash. So oftentimes, employers who use our casual labor program to find employees are seniors or homeowners, people who need help buying the groceries, people who need help painting the house, mowing the lawn, perhaps doing some moving. So a wide variety of tasks are often sought from the casual labor program.
So I want to know who's this exactly for. So you've got right now somebody out there, mm-hmm. and they're not currently working. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And this particular person wants to find work this summer. It's hot. I know you're at the beach, but you got to make a bit of money so that you enjoy the beach is free. But I don't know, at night you might want to go grab a drink or two or something like that. Spend some money, get some nice clothes so you look good on the beach. So we're talking about buying some nice clothes so you look good on the beach. So you might want to get some work. So these are short-term periods of work. Is that
right?
That's
right. 5 days or less. And oftentimes just a few hours, just a few days. And the great thing about it is once you finish one job, you can get on to another one.
And if it's too beautiful outside, don't go to your next job. Go to the beach. But if you want, you can keep going. Oh, I like that. And so, but you have to be between what ages again?
15 and 30.
15 to 30. Okay. Got that. And how do they do it? Like, what's the, let me ask you first, what's the benefit in gaining this kind of experience for someone?
Mm-hmm. Well, this is a great program for people who are looking for their first job, people who need temporary work experience, people who don't have a lot of time to commit to a full-time permanent job or even a part-time permanent job, but who do want to work, who want to, and also earn some extra cash if you're just available for a few days. And to answer your original question, Philip, if you want to find out more about how to get involved with this program, whether you are a youth or whether you're an employer, just give us a call in the Lower Mainland at 604-666-HIRE. That's 604-666-4473. And if you're outside the Lower Mainland, give us a call at 1-800-O-CANADA.
So if you are also an employer who is looking for staff, but you don't have the money and you would like to get subsidized for salary, you can gain access to this program and benefit from it.
Oh, the subsidy... I think we addressed this program last time. Yeah. That subsidy program is a separate program from the casual labor program.
Okay, got
but
it.
That's still a really good program that I think employers should get to know about for the next summer when they're looking for employees. So it's the Canada Summer Jobs Program, and the federal government can offer wage subsidies for at least $4 an hour.
Okay.
So that's another great program that we offer.
And you know one thing I also love about the Canadian government is that you offer free gifts. What do we got here?
So today we have some excellent promotional items to give away to your faithful
listeners. Frisbees, I love.
We've got a frisbee, we have a mug, we have a notebook, and we have a pen. We have two sets of these to give away.
These are thick. This is a thick mug. Like, you know the kind of mug that's guaranteed not to make your hand hot or cold? Like, guaranteed. Like, there's almost probably like a lifetime guarantee on it. It's so thick. It's a nice mug.
It is a nice mug.
And it's a nice color, actually.
And the Frisbee is great for the summer.
Okay, so here's the deal. We're going to have a guest on in a few minutes. We're not taking calls after the guest. So if you want to call us now. We're going to take your call. And you're going to get some free gifts. I like this stuff. Okay. So the number to call is 604-822-2487. 604-822-2487. Let's see. We got someone here. Hi. You're on the air.
Hi.
You're calling in for the gift.
Sure.
Okay.
I heard Frisbee or disc. I'm like, oh, great.
Why not? It's a nice day to have that, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that's what you're picking. You're picking the Frisbee?
Okay. Yeah. Sure.
Okay. So it's green.
Okay.
It's very pretty. And I think you'll like it. It's got not a bad weight to it, too. So have you ever been to our studio before?
Yep, I have.
Okay, we're going to have this at the front desk at the studio. So just come to the front desk. Her name is Brenda. And just say, I'm here to pick up my green Frisbee.
Wow, anybody could do that.
That's not complicated. But I appreciate your listening and calling.
Okay,
yeah, you take care. Okay, so we've got our Frisbee gone. The next thing is a mug. If you want to call us, give us a call right now. 604-822-2487. Oh, we have another Frisbee. Oh, I like it's pink. Now, guys, girls, whoever, whatever you want, it's pink. It's beautiful. And black.
We have a black one, but I got to save one for Philip, though.
Yeah, well, which one do I get? I wouldn't even, if I wanted the pink, I wouldn't even say it on the air. I want the black. So I'm taking the black, guys. You lose the black. So we got a pink. If you want the mug, or we actually have a nice little pad. You know when you take a note, taking notes, and the pad, the back is too thin and it kind of flops around? This is a really hard back, guaranteed not to flop around. So the number here is 604-822-2487 to collect either a mug or a Frisbee or a... Actually, we just got another mug.
Yeah,
that's cool.
So we got two more mugs, two more Frisbees, and two more notebooks.
Good. Awesome. Okay, so we're going to go to break in just a minute, but before we go to break, I just want to mention that for those of you who are out there, it's okay to take a break while you are the summer months. And sometimes you worry a bit that, oh, I should be looking into my work, or maybe you're a little worried that things aren't going to work out. Well, I have to tell you that, you know, the government offers a lot of wonderful programming that are included here. By the way, Eric gave out a few numbers. If you're in the Lower Mainland, call 604-666-HIRE to learn more about some of the programming. And also, if you're outside of the Lower Mainland, call 1-800-O-CANADA. And so typically what I say to people is, if you want to start looking for something, start August 1st. I mean, enjoy your July. Don't worry about it. And start August 1. That gives you a good month. And typically, you have a 25%. I did a lot of studies on this. You have a 25% chance of finding work you love within 3 weeks, which is not bad. And a 75% chance of finding work you love within 12 weeks, which isn't bad. So just keep that in mind. And that's it. We'll be back in a few minutes. During that time, you're going to hear a public service announcement. And when we come back, we're going to have our guest on. I'm very excited to have her. She's great, Catherine. And we're chatting about her experience and how she benefited from one of these government programs. And if you haven't already done so, download your copy of the OneDayDreamJobChallenge.org. Also, read us in 24 hours. Go to www.citr.ca. to get your free podcast of this show. We have about 32 career fast track shows pre-podcasted, so check that out. It's good to have you. We'll be back in 52 seconds.
Hi everyone, we're from the UBC Food Society.
Yummy.
And we're the only food club at UBC.
We're about feeding students, but also teaching them how to feed themselves. Through our restaurant outings and cooking workshops, we hope to expose you guys to the diversity of cultures, flavors, and food communities Vancouver has to offer.
So if you want to get involved, email us at foodsociety@gmail.com or check up on our website at www.ams.ubc.ca/clubs/foodsociety, or you can even join our Facebook group.
I got a job.
Oh, And we're back. You're listening to Career Fast Track on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And I'm your host, Philip DeRoche, and it's nice to have you back. We're also back with our guest, Eric Kai, who represents the, I just say he's the Canadian government right now. This is all we got, and this, we're going to take advantage of him. Eric, we were just talking about it. Give us an overview of some of the programs that you have that others need to know now to take advantage of.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's start with the Service Canada Centre for Youth itself. We've been around for 40 years. This is our 40th anniversary of helping youth between 15 and 30 to find valuable work experience. And we also help employers to find workers. And that's something that I think makes us quite unique. We serve both youth and employers. So for youth, we can help them with their resumes, their cover letters, their interview skills. And we can also show them online job postings that we have, especially from our own job bank. And for employers, we can advertise jobs for them. Again, and all of these services are at no cost. And of course, I've talked about the casual labor program earlier, and that's also a very popular program for employers.
Okay, so we're about to receive our call here from our guest, Catherine, who's actually take advantage of the casual labor program. You work with her, or how did you know about her?
Well, we have actually a youth services officer who is a casual labor specialist, mm-hmm. and she is the one who sets up the casual labor program from our Vancouver office. And there's one at every one of our locations. And she is quite involved with setting up the jobs for the employers and also setting up the employment for the youth. And so she's the one who facilitates this process. So she's gotten to know the employees who've been in this program a lot, and she's found Catherine to be a very enthusiastic, hardworking youth who's used our program for much of her satisfaction.
And what grade is she in?
I believe she just finished grade 9 in high school.
So she's going to grade 10. Good. So we're going to have her in a few minutes. While we're waiting here, I just want to ask you, Eric, tell me, what is the program that you love the most? I know you're going to have to do some favoritism here. What do you love the most at the government program? What do you enjoy? What's a program you like the most? Come on, just give me your opinion.
I think our basic core services that we've been doing for the last 40 years, I think that is the best part of what
tell me what
they
are, because
we the our core services of helping youth with their basic jobs or skills like resume, cover letter writing, and interview skills. I think what makes us unique is that we provide one-on-one youth-to-youth support.
One-on-one.
That's right.
That's impossible to find in this market.
One-on-one youth-to-youth support, and it's at no cost.
You sit down with one. Wait, you have a counselor right in front of you. You don't have to like pay for it. You don't have to.
No, that's right. So you come into our center, and we can help you as long as you're between the ages of 15 and 30. We can help you with your needs.
Well, I think she's here with us. Give me a sec. Hi, Catherine. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
Good. Good. Nice to. Thanks for calling in. So we've been chatting a bit about you on the air. Mm-hmm. You are now on the air. So good to have you.
Yep.
Catherine, we were chatting about you were in grade 9. You're now going into grade 10.
Yeah.
And you took advantage of the casual labor program. Was it this summer or was it last summer?
It was this summer, right before it started.
Okay.
Right before, I guess, summer started.
And when you turned to the program, were you like, you had nothing going on in your life? Like, why did you turn to it? Were you having a tough time finding opportunities?
Yeah, I really did. I started out with pretty much looking for a job as a volunteer, and I not really many jobs want a volunteer that hasn't had many actual, like, people experience, I guess. Mm-hmm. So I guess the Social Canada, yeah. I guess.
The Service Canada,
yeah,
Centre
Service
for Youth.
Canada, they kind of helped me get more experience and, like, get more, like, people. They pretty much got me to know with, like, connections and everything. And, yeah, I've got my first job.
So basically, had you not taken advantage of these services, you probably or may not have worked at all.
Yeah, I would have still been trying really hard right now, trying to get at least one job going.
So I want to just understand your dilemma. Your dilemma was you only had volunteer experience, no work experience, so it was hard for you to get a paid job because you only had volunteer experience. Is that right? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so if any of you are listening out there, if you're, you know, often you're doing a career transition. This is interesting. Even if you have many years of experience, well, of course you fall between the 15 and 30, but years of experience and you've never done something in another area, sometimes you have just volunteer experience in that area and you have to do a transition. You could take advantage of such a program. Let me ask you, Catherine, what was the best part of your work experience?
I guess the best part was meeting a lot of new people that I've worked with and, like, just building up my connections.
Did you make any, like, a work? Was it just building connections with people you didn't know? Was it business connections? Or how could this, how could you, how, so first of all, how long did you do it for?
Well, this is pretty much my first month, just about finished my first month doing it. And I've already met over 20 people that can, like, become my friends and, like, help me out later on with any other jobs that can help me move on to, like, my specific career that I want to do in life.
And what are you doing now? What kind of work are you doing?
Right now, I will be helping one of the ladies for babysitting, but my first job is at the P&E.
Okay, so great environment, having a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Do you have a choice in the kind of work that you do, or are you just given the job?
You have a choice. When you sign up, you pretty much write down every kind of skill that you have. So then according to those skills, they give you the job. And then you can choose whether you want to take that job or take another one.
I'm interested to know, we've got listeners out there who potentially are not working. They've tried everything. It sounded like you were a bit of a, maybe, I don't know if I use the word desperate, but you were looking for something and you found this opportunity. What would you say to people out there who are maybe thinking about doing some work and they're between 15 and 30 and they're just thinking, well, should I go? Should I not? Is there any disadvantage in getting involved in the program? What would you suggest to them?
I would definitely recommend it because then, well, not only do you get, like, job experience if you're, like, younger and can't find a job, and it's also, like, it's great to know more people. I guess that's the whole point, that you meet new people, more job experiences. But I guess the only letdown would be kind of the distance. If you don't have a car, like I don't, it would be, like, the travel distance. Pretty much the only thing.
You have to travel a distance to get to your work.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is important to when you're looking for opportunities to be aware of what's the distance to get to this work, right?
Yeah, because they're not just like in one area. Mm. When they try to have it within your community, but there are sometimes when someone really needs like something done and you're the only one that can do that, that has that skill, it's pretty much like it can go way out of the city. Mm. Like I've had one in North Vancouver, and I'm here in Lower Mainland.
So if you're listening right now and you are between 15 and 30, obviously you want to listen to this, but if you are a parent and you have a daughter or son or daughter between that age, or if you're a grandmother and you have a son or daughter or a grandson, granddaughter in that age, or you know someone who's in this range, you just got to tell them about the program. So we're talking about the casual labor program, and the phone number to call in the Lower Mainland is, Eric, you want to give that one?
604-666-HIRE. Okay. Or if you're outside of the Lower Mainland, 1-800-O-CANADA to reach the Service Canada Center for Youth.
Okay, so Catherine, you're going to continue to work for the rest of the summer, or what's your plan?
I'm planning to work until the rest of the summer, and if there's any other jobs, like during school, I guess, I'll also do them. I'm going to continue, I guess, throughout other summers and continue for on many years. Because it's not just like go to work, be on time, that kind of thing. It's really fun also.
And hopefully you'll be able to find further job opportunities from the connections that you have built from the casual labor program this summer.
Yeah.
Are you making some money?
Yeah, it depends on like what kind of job it is or how much the person that you're doing the job for is offering.
Okay, great. So you're making money and you must be enjoying spending that money.
Yeah, I actually am.
Good. That's what we're talking about, making some money. You know, it's very important. It's probably one of the best skills you can ever develop is having a good relationship with money.
Yeah, like I'm learning how to, my dad just got me my first debit card and I'm learning how to do my own like bank management and everything. Mm. And it also, like, takes a little bit of a stress off my parents with them money-wise.
Yeah, no, it's a powerful lesson to have. And I got to tell you, a lot of people are 50, 60, 70 years old, and they still have a bad relationship. If you figure it out early, having a good relationship with money is a good one. Catherine, any final thoughts you'd like to share about your experience that we haven't covered or something, just anything that comes to mind?
Not really. I guess all I can say is that you should definitely try it out to whoever's listening. Mm. Try it out. You'll really enjoy it.
Awesome. Catherine, let's give you a gift here.
I'm going to give Catherine a gift, actually.
Let's give her a gift.
I'm going to give her a separate set of promotional items.
Okay, cool. So you get a special set, okay? Catherine, thanks for calling in. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Catherine.
You're welcome.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, you're listening to Catherine. She was a young student going into grade 10 who had taken advantage of the casual labor program, one of the many no-cost programs offered by the Canadian government. We're here with Eric Kai, our guest who represents the Canadian government, talking about, I can't say free, it's no cost.
You can say free of charge.
Oh, free of charge. Okay.
Yes.
Why? Because, oh, we're paying it in
we're
tax.
Paying, yeah, right.
Okay.
So I'm specifically from the Service Canada Centers for Youth.
Fine. Fine. It's not free. It's free of charge. Fine. Okay. We're going to break. On a return, I'm going to have a few last questions for Eric. You're going to want to check it out. And before we do that, make sure that you go online, www.citr.ca, to get our podcasts. Check us out in 24 hours every Monday morning. We have a career column, and also download your free copy of the challenge, onedaydreamjobchallenge.org. We'll be back in 44 seconds to wrap up.
UBC Rec is everything that is recreation on campus. No matter how you play, UBC Rec is your resource for fun activities. This student program is operated by over 140 volunteers, and it is the largest intramural recreation organization in Canada. Programs cover fitness, instructional classes, outdoor recreation, drop-in sports, special events, small tournaments, and intramural leagues. All the registration information is available in the Student Recreation Center or online at rec.ubc.ca. UBC Rec, how do you play?
I got a job. I got a job.
And we're back. You're listening to Career Fast Track on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And I value your listenership. And what's more important than that is your success, both in balancing your career and your family, and also making great money doing what you love. Because I've figured out, if you work hard and you're not compensated fairly, you get mad and resentful, and that is bad. That causes cancer. When the Body Says No is a book written that talks all about that. So if you're mad, don't read the book. Change. We're here with Eric Kai, and he is with Service Canada Centre for Youth, and he's talking about a lot of programs that have been offered to those who are 15 to 30, and he's back by popular demand. We had a wonderful show two shows ago and wanted him back. He's got a lot of gifts here, so we want to give them out.
Yes, we do.
Okay, all right, the number to call is 604-822-2487, 604-822-2487. If you're not on the beach, call us. Yes, what do you got here?
We got one more Frisbee, two more mugs, and two more notebooks.
Two more notebooks? Okay. So we got to sell them. People don't call if you don't sell them. This mug's hot. It's thick, but it's not heavy. Thick, not heavy. It's like you get everything you want and everything, and it's no cost. All benefit, no cost. And it's got a nice blue.
It's very nice color, yeah.
This is not blue. This is like nice blue. You'd actually want to show this. You'd actually want to go to a meeting or show this to other people. Like, that's that good.
Philip, can I just add on to something that you mentioned earlier when you were talking about parents? I think even though we serve youth and employers, many of the people who really pay attention to our services are parents and also teachers and community group leaders. And I'm very happy to tell them that we provide many presentations and what we call group information sessions to high schools and community organizations throughout the Lower Mainland and obviously throughout the country where other Service Canada centers for youth are located, to tell you about basic job search skills and also about workplace health and safety and about basic labor standards. So if you can't come to our center, or if you like a youth services officer from one of our centers to come to your organization or your high school, we do that all the time. Every summer when we're open, we would be more than happy to do that. And again, that's offered at no cost.
Wow. Jeez. I'm going to call them just because I want to take advantage of these services. It's funny what we don't know. So many services that are offered to us, and we have full access to them, and we should take advantage of them because they're there for us. Okay, Eric, I want to ask you, I asked you a graveyard secret last time.
Yes.
I want to ask you again. So I always end a show, always ask the guests the same question, graveyard secrets, secrets you usually take to the grave, but I'm asking nicely. So give us a tip you'd usually take to the grave, but because we're asking you nicely, give it to us.
Okay. Well, I think same as I said last time.
Don't repeat yourself. We want something new.
You want something new?
Don't, no, you can't get away with that. The callers are going to call and say, this is crap.
Well, I think that was a pretty important tip that I give. Okay, but let me come up with another one.
You better come up with something else.
Okay. Use career services that are available at your university, in your high school, or your community. So if you're a high school student, use your workplace facilitator, workplace work experience facilitators. Use the Service Canada Centers for Youth. If you're at UBC, use the Career Services Center at UBC. There are places like that at all of these institutions. So make sure you take it.